Warning. The views disseminated on this program do not reflect the views of your hosts, Colin the C-Section McCombs and Ed Kid Quadrillion Snyder. Do not try any of this at home. FBK1. Yes, folks, that's right, you heard correctly. You're here today with the FBK boys. Colin.
Colin and Ed!
Colin, that's me. Ed, that's him. Me. He's the best in town. He's the human phone book. They call him the Yellow Pages. My bell. Ill communications. We got the DJ with the doomsday device over here. The man with the master plan. The devil on the one and twos. Take you to hell and bring you back again. Mr. Ed Kid Quadrillion Snyder! What's up? What's up, boss? Mr. Ed, the talking boss? What's going on with you today, buddy? Oh, man, he's in a groove right now. Listen to those drums. Set up a drum set in here? A little e-drum set? Huh.
Okay.
What's up, Ed? How are you doing, buddy?
I'm here. I'm back.
How you doing? Oh, you were in the zone right there. You sweating?
I'm putting my record on it now. I'm in it to win it. I'm in it today. Today's a big day. Come. Today's a big day.
Huge day. Huge day, Ed.
April Fool's Day has passed.
It is.
But there are people still playing tricks on the old FBK What Radio Show.
And, you know, we might have some clips of some good pranks that I got to play on the DJ with the Doomsday device over here. The one and only Kid Quadrillion. I had my prankster's hat on. I still have it on, in fact. So who knows what's going to happen. April Fool's week.
When do you take that thing off?
I don't know, man. April Fool's week, as far as I'm concerned. You know what? April Fool's month.
Yeah, just do it. Everybody else is doing it for their birthday. You might as well do it for celebrate a national holiday.
It's you know what? I've had some pranks pulled on me in the weeks
previous.
Well,
you know what? I do believe in that. That's happened.
Oh, yeah, it has. There's a little corporation teamed up with the government to play this great prank on me.
Get out.
Where they put a boot on my car after being parked there for 3 hours.
A boot?
A boot, not just a ticket. Yeah, here's a $70 ticket. And here, courtesy of the Hoboken Parking Utility Corporation, is a fucking boot with a $150 ticket on it. And you know what? That $150 well deserved. You know what they had to do? They put the boot on me. I called them up. They gave me a password. I took the boot off, and I had to deliver it to a parking garage, where a guy had hundreds of boots locked up in a cage.
Oh man, Bootsy Collins.
That's what we call him.
That's your name now, Bootsy Collins.
Bootsy Collins.
Yeah.
Can you put another boot on my car, utility guys?
Just one more. Hit me again.
You know,
Bootsy Collins in here with a friend.
I love when corporations and the government get together and play pranks on the most vulnerable of citizens. I just think that's in the spirit of the month. And, you know, it is. Me and others. Me and others like me. You know?
Yeah, you look vulnerable.
I pay those taxes,
but,
man.
But, you know,
I pay their salaries.
I gotta let you know that even though you've been subjugated to this form of ostracization, that there are people who have stood up in Hoboken, and we're going to talk about some Hoboken heroes.
Oh, Hoboken hero that we got. I sussed her out. I've been doing a lot of research on this.
Lots of research.
I just got to say, man, this is just another example of the white man, the corporations, and the government coming down hard on Native Americans.
Oh, just more of that. This has
been going on ever since the Queen commissioned those groups of fur traders to go out and just like, oh yeah, hey, us white men, we discovered this fucking rock now. It's cool. You guys need fur. Go up there and shoot up some natives.
Oh, this is very relevant.
Still going on.
Still happening.
Still going on. They just put a boot on my car, folks. It's the new Holocaust.
No, I believe it. I believe it.
How many people has this Holocaust affected?
Too many. I mean, they even have in the House of Cards season 2, they even have the Native
Americans. La la la. Spoiler alert.
Sorry, I don't. Oh,
spoiler alert.
Sorry.
You can talk about it. I'm just going to take my cans out and plug
He took his cans out. He's still lip reading because he's Native American. He has that ability. But, you know, in the season 2, You see how disaffected the Native American population is by major media politics and basically the Republican Party in this country. So keep our eye on it. We'll try to keep it away from Colin. Okay, Colin, you can come back in here.
So,
that's just, right.
I haven't watched the show, but is House of Cards Season 2 backing up what I'm saying? Yes. Or are they fighting against me?
No, they're with you.
No, I'm surprised. Well, join the team. Get on the bandwagon, babies, because we're taking that bandwagon right down to City Hall in Hoboken and making things right. Here we are with FBK What? We're not all going to focus on the negative and the pranks. We're gonna focus on the positives. The music, the people, the guests, the sponsor. We have probably my favorite sponsor, although those e-cigarettes were great. I'm on two packs a day.
Two packs,
yeah. About 14 e-cigarettes a day. It's fine. In fact, I know you got a couple laying around here. I'm going to need those. So blue e-cigarettes, they were great, but the people at Chobani Yogurt are here this week.
Oh, and Colin,
I fucks with Chobani.
Yeah, I know you do, but I thought our sponsor this week was Heaven.
It's Heaven is brought to you by Chobani Yogurt. So yeah, I guess they have some sort of ad campaign. And I just assume that it's like eating Chobani, it's like Heaven. I think, so it should be pretty interesting to see their new ads that they're debuting on the show.
It's great that Chobani has just backed us up. You know, I'm a big fan of theirs.
How can you not be? They make the best yogurt. They make the best yogurt.
Something else I'm also into is their sponsorship of this new film, God's Not Dead.
God's Not Dead. It's number 4 on the charts. People love it. It's a little movie, very little movie.
God's Not Dead!
With big dreams. And those dreams are being fulfilled because, people want to find out about how God isn't dead. And they should, because there's a lot of liberals out there who want you to believe that there is no God, because they read Descartes, and they don't go to church, because they fucking go to brunch instead on Sundays.
It's huge.
So,
brunch is the anti-God. Easy.
Easy to spot out, easy to see. Ipsa killed Jesus, not me.
I mean, I'd say going to brunch in Brooklyn is like hell. With all those hipsters out there.
All those guys wearing backwards baseball caps with money signs on it.
Oh, yeah, man. That's right. Those guys. With the flat brims. Come on, bend your brims, guys. This is America.
Yeah, come on.
Pull those pants up and bend those brims, guys.
Hey, keep the stickers on. Stop taking the stickers off.
So more from the people from Chobani later. They got some exclusive ads, as our advertising partners have been known to bring us, and
that's great, because the Chobani has a lot of fingers in Hollywood, and we got a man today who has a lot of fingers everywhere. DJ Dom Decker,
my cousin.
DJ Dom Decker, Eka Leka Becca.
My cousin will be back in the studio, as he is wont to do. He'll be here talking about Hollywood. He's been in L.A. for the past 2 weeks. I was out there with him for a couple of days.
Just killing it.
He flew me out. It was just destroying the game out there.
How are the
just
bagels?
The bagels? Yeah, they're all right.
How are the beaches?
The beaches are awesome. And Dom Decker's pretty much the king of them by now already. You know how he comes into a spot and blows it up.
Oh, he's huge.
So he's running. They love him. They love him out there. And he'll be in here talking about Hollywood. I think he said he's got some goss for us. And just going to be talking about what he's been doing out there. So that'll be good. Maybe him and what's his name?
Oh, yeah. Chobani Johansson. Chobani Johansson.
The CEO of Chobani is going to be here.
The recent CEO of Chobani taking over for his father, John Patrick Chobani III.
So maybe those
two. Recently passed the reins over to Chobani
Johansson.
Which is great.
He took his mother's name, I guess. I don't know. We'll get the story behind all that.
See, maybe they're going for a more Eurocentric thing. I really think they should be pushing the American market, because it's something I've missed out on for so long.
I mean, as an American, I first found out about Chobani when I was traveling in Europe.
Is that true?
It's everywhere, yeah. Because Chobani, Europeans are like, I'm an American through and through, and I love America. But one thing about Europeans is they know their dairy. Exactly. The first ones here, guys. But those guys over in Europe, they really know their dairy products. And they know their yogurt, so like you only see Chobani when you're out there. So when I came back here, I had to fucking search for Chobani yogurts.
Yeah.
And they weren't anywhere, but in a couple years, now you can get them at pretty any of your finer retailers.
What happened? I mean, you had a problem, you had a request, and they came and they solved it, and now we're off to a great start. I mean, this Chobani thing is getting huge.
Get on the Chobani train now, folks, because
it's the healthy train.
It's healthy. It's tasty. It's just the smart choice. It's reasonably priced. I mean, not as reasonably priced as some of your shittier yogurts, of course. But
we're not going to talk about those. We're going to talk about Chobani, and we're going to break off now. Give you a Chobani ad. Give you a few more information. Segments.
Information type segments. You know, infotainment, folks.
Yeah,
right. It's what
after,
we do best.
Right after this and into that, we'll be back with some more of what?
FBK what?
Chobani Yogurt, America's favorite brand for wholesome yogurt. The anti-stamos and the ultra-fit all go for Chobani.
Chobani, Chobani, Chobani.
Oh, is that right, Stamos? Oikos yogurt is sexy. Let me tell you something. I don't need my yogurt to be sexy. I need it to be good. Chobani yogurt. It's good. It's clean. It's fun. After I go to church on Sunday, I come back with my whole family and eat Chobani. Not because it's sexy, but because it's wholesome and good. Good yogurt for good Christian people. God's not dead, Stamos, and neither is Chobani. Go to hell, Oikos.
We in the club, and we get crazy. This is 2014 with the brand new Chobani remix.
Chobani. Chobani. In the morning.
And at dinner time, I always want it. Greek yogurt never tasted so fine.
Chobani.
Chobani.
After church, in the club, fill that bowl up with Chobani bub. Drinking bubbly, eating yolks. Fuck John, motherfucking Stamos.
What? Chobani what? We Chobani, yeah!
The express written views of the Chobani Corporation do not necessarily reflect the views of FBKWhat.com. Chobani.
And that is the number to remember. If you want to get involved in the questionnaires that will be answered tonight by Dr. Fraser Colin McCombs.
Always happy to help.
Dr. McCombs, we got a caller here. His name is...
It's the motherfucking remix!
All right, we're back here on the FBK What Radio Show.
We're back, baby. What are we doing? What are we doing now? Question?
Questions and answers.
We got a question. We got a very... You know, it's tax time over here at FBK What. Encroaching on the 15th. So, folks, I implore you to get out there and pay those taxes. We got to pay the salaries of these, you know, these parking corporations. So do that. And on top of that, we decided that, hey, we're FBK What. We're here to help. We want to help the people out. So
we give the people what they want.
So we asked you guys on the website to send in some of your questions, your money-related questions, and as money experts over here, we think maybe we'll be able to help some of you.
Yeah, Colin, I got a, you know, I really don't know how to translate this one. It's written a little jarbly. Can I send it over your way? You help me out with the first season of The Wire. I think you can help me out with this question.
Okay.
From a young man. He seems to be
all right.
A little distraught.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I'm just, okay, there it is in front of me. Wow, I'm really struggling to see how you were struggling with this one. It's written in pretty plain English, but that's okay, Ed. I'm here to help, and I will go ahead and give it a read. Hey, guys, it's me, Frank. Love your show. Just want to ask you, I see what your problem is. I've got a little problem at work over here. My boss is withholding my paycheck. I last worked 3 weeks ago, and he says that because of a tax program, a tax problem. He cannot pay me this week.
Oh, okay.
Why so did, yeah, that's weird that so he wrote that in handwriting.
Yeah, so it's
and
the guy.
Then scanned it. He must have scanned it and then sent it into us.
I thought it was just some type of font the kids were using.
Maybe. So basically what he's saying is that he's worked 3 weeks ago and his boss isn't paying him. He goes on to say, yeah, I'm in a real rough spot. I could use this money. I texted him to go out of pocket, but he said, hell no. See you next week.
Does he describe how he said, hell, did he just say, hell no, I'll see you next week?
That's what he says here.
Calm and chillant?
I'm assuming that is a paraphrase. Paraphrasing of what his boss actually said.
Wow.
But this is a problem that that a lot of people have, you know.
That's huge. Doing work,
you want to get paid as soon as possible, especially when it's coming from, you know, the guy who's holding all the money in the situation.
I love the money. I love getting paid, but the bosses control the wages. Hey, Colin, it's always been that way.
So what do you think about this, Ed? You think that the boss is always right?
I think that, you know, there are certain laws in play and in place to make sure that we get paid as Americans, hardworking Americans, but most importantly, young Americans who aren't really sure about what our rights are.
So what do you say he does? Hires a lawyer up real quick?
But isn't that really the only option, or to review the case himself, which would take hours and hours of time? It's not looking too bright for our young friend over here. I think he's just going to have to...
He's just going to have to wait?
He's just going to wait.
So maybe, I think that what you're saying, but he needs the money, so he's going to have to go find other means to get the money. So either he'll have to find a friend to loan him some money. If he can't find a friend, he probably gonna have to go to some sort of loan shark
or a pawn shop,
start selling the wedding ring, selling the wife's wedding ring.
Well,
maybe rent your kid out for the weekend to somebody. Then he goes, if he can't do that, he's going to the shark, and potentially he's
the
gonna
army?
Get his... Oh, the loan shark.
Oh, the loan shark.
Or maybe, yeah, just skip town altogether. Going to the army. That'll fix everything. Then he'll die out there in fucking Ukraine, and he won't have to worry about anything. Hopefully he'll go to heaven, though.
Well, you know, maybe if he'd been into some Chobani yogurt.
Yeah, he'll feel like he's in heaven.
Be a pretty smart move. That's, you know...
You know
what my advice is?
No.
Hey. Take whatever change you could scrump up together, because you haven't been paid in a while. Take a few of those
So you're assuming
pockets,
he has money.
Check some of your raggedy jeans for those pockets and see
find
if...
Find those singles?
See if maybe you could go get yourself some Chobani.
And just eat your problems away?
Yeah, just kind of reflect.
All right. Well, I mean, that's one way. That's one way of going after it.
How would you deal with it, Colin?
I think I'm taking a more proactive approach on this one.
Oh, yeah?
There's certain things that you can do to let people know that, the money's important
to you.
You
know, Chobani has probiotics.
Probiotics, absolutely. So keep those intestines strong.
Maybe you want that probiotic choice instead of the proactive
choice. Well, I'm going proactive. Yeah, I think...
All right, okay.
In my scenario, you can still eat Chobani. In fact, you're going to eat a lot more Chobani because you're going to get paid.
Is that true?
Yeah. I'm saying you got to be proactive. You got to, first of all, get some FaceTime with this boss of yours.
All right.
Say, hey, buddy, you're the money man. I'm just a guy. I really need this money right now. Whatever you can do for me, help me out. Can you go out of pocket for a couple $100? Just float me for a couple days until you get your shit together.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not going to work. I've got expenses of my own.
Expenses of your own, yeah, you're running a big corporation. One of those expenses is to pay your employees, and to do it in a reasonable amount of time, to be fair. So if he doesn't do it, then let's talk about he doesn't want to go out of pocket. Let's talk about making him want to go out of pocket.
Oh, Colin.
Let's make it beneficial for him to actually give you some cash and get you out of his way. Just be a prick in his side. Be a thorn in his side. Maybe show up to the house before he gets home from work. Light a cigar up. Sit in a dark room. Maybe playing with the kids. Hey, what's Uncle Frank doing here? I just met Uncle Frank. He's great.
Yeah,
he smells like cigars and dirt.
How come you never told me about Uncle Frank? He gave me some jewelry. He gave me a nickel with the eye scratched out. Does he always carry around nickels with the eye scratched out?
And say, hey, yeah, just that's a good nice touch. oh, hey, just decided to stop by. Sounded like you were having a rough time. I'm having a rough time not having any money in my pocket. So maybe us guys who are down on our luck can hang out together. So I decided to stop by at the house, hang out with you for a couple hours, okay. You know?
We got it. We got
maybe
it.
Throw in a little money for dinner. We'll pitch in, go to the Whole Foods, buy a nice family meal, sit around, eat that family meal with you. Yeah, I'll be around. I'll be around all weekend, in fact. You got a nice, healthy family here, guy. Nice, beautiful home. Look at all these SUVs you got here parked in your parking lot. They run fine, don't they? How the brake lines doing on those? Any fires recently in your house? Your daughter, her legs, they still work? Wow, you gotta count your blessings, buddy, in this day and age. Okay. Anything can happen. Anything can fucking happen.
All right,
people
Frank.
Get hurt. Houses burn down. Jobs burn down. Equipment gets stolen from workplaces. These are just things that happen, buddy. Not your fault if some of that stuff happens. So, you just explained to him about natural disasters and random occurrences that could happen while you're at his house, around his family, and I think that,
he'll get the message? Is that
yeah, well, you'll either probably, you'll either get the money or, maybe you'll end up in jail.
All right. Well, I got another question. Colin, I'm going to have to give you some coins.
Can you read this one?
For that one. Yeah, this is an easy one I could read.
My wife is in love with Bobby Flay.
No, Colin, it's not that. This is comes from a young woman named Sally. And Sally says that she's been watching a lot of stuffing and pot pie episodes of Cooking with Bobby Flay.
Oh,
and she's not really feeling fulfilled. Any good advice for her, Colin? Any good advice to get what she needs out of a man who's filling pies and stuffing borscht?
To get fulfilled by a guy who's good at stuffing is a pretty easy thing to do. You just need to make contact with the guy. He's obviously an experienced stuffer. You need to get filled up with some stuffing. It sounds like that's what you want. So what you need to do is go down to Hollywood and say what's up to Mr. Flay. I'm sure he gets a lot of offers. I know there's a lot of housewives that are in love with him. So you got some competition. But, couldn't find a better man for the job. You'll get fulfilled.
Bobby Flay fucked down!
The year was 1999, and Fidel Castro is on his porch, enjoying his favorite pastime, a Cuban cigar.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, this is the beautiful thing. I get to see the beautiful sea, the beautiful women, and have my beautiful cigar. I worked my whole life for this. Me, Fidel Castro, the strongest man in the world.
Mr. Castro!
What is it, Felipe?
You can no longer continue to smoke the cigarritos!
What? Por qué?
We found out that the American scientist has been adding additives and carcinogens to your tobacco products!
American scientists? Major Ip, who is this that they are talking about? Who are these scientists?
There are bad American scientists trying to put chemicals in your cigars, dear Castro Generalissimo. But we have the access to the greatest German scientist in the world.
Yes.
And Mr. Steven Dorfenstein, we have discovered to bring to you to tell you the truth about the American chemical in your cigarritos.
All right. Bring him in. I want to hear now what is in my cigars, my lovely cigars.
Generalissimo. I am Steven Dorfenstein. Let me tell you about your cigarritos.
All right.
Negative.
Talk to me, Dorfenstein.
There's 2,000 chemicals put into all tobacco by the CIA to end all life as we know on the planet. Negative. They burn real leaves. But positive. If you go with E-Blue cigarettes, you'll be taking yourself, your lungs, and your entire country into a brave new digital future.
Oh.
I'm Stephen Dorf Castro, and I'm here to
tell you... You mean Dorfenstein?
...that e-cigarettes are the future.
Wow, this is incredible. Me, a man who has ruled this great country for so many years. Now I cannot even rule the things that go into me. I must try this E-Blue cigarette.
Oh, Fidel!
But one thing, Will I be safe with the e-blue cigarette, Mr. Steven Dorfmeisterstein?
You'll be safe as vapor.
And you'll be safe with a starting price of $16.99 American for some blue e-cigarettes.
Wow, $16.99. Even a communist couldn't afford that.
This is me, Indiana Hemingway. Oops, did I break your bracket? That's because I'm doing the sly, paying NCAA players under the table. I'm not going to tell you which ones, but I'm going to let you know that they're getting paid big bucks by me, Indiana Hemingway, and I'm swaying the game. That's right. You don't pay these kids. Some of them are going to get thirsty for it. Some of them ain't going to want to wait for the NBA. Some of them are going to want their ticket now, and I'm the man of giving them. And I'm giving you a ticket right now to the FBK Watt radio show. You're welcome.
Young white men don't usually carry burglar tools.
If you can't find the hole, where's the game?
How could I be mad at someone with all that style?
The C-section, your language.
FBK What Radio Show. Back in the business. We in your house going live. Talking Dom Dicker and Hollywood. The boop, boop, boop and the bap, bap, bap are coming together when Lindsay Lohan's ass claps on this week's episode of Dom Dicker Hollywood.
Oh yeah, babies. What's going on?
What's going on, Dicker?
You see this nice tan I'm working with, babies?
Look at that.
Hollywood. DJ Dom Dicker, what's going on, baby? What
Dom
up, cuz?
Oh yeah,
big man. You up there for a couple days. You should have seen what I got into in a couple weeks, babies.
What'd you get into,
Dicker? This guy couldn't even handle hanging with a true pimp over there in L.A. They love it over there, babies. The babies love it over there. I was staying. I had some night. I was in the Malibu. I was in downtown L.A. I was in Hollywood. I took the 405 down to Venice Beach. And you know I'll be spending a lot of time down there in big old Las Vegas, babies.
That's
the coolest town in L.A., and it's not even in L.A., you know? That's a joke that I learned when I was over there.
Oh, why? Why is that a joke?
It's a nice, because it's called Las Vegas, and you got Los Angeles. So everybody think that, you know, in Holland, we don't got no losses. So one loss is like another loss to me. But you go out there in the desert, and all of a sudden, bam. You know, you in Big Baby Land. It's a pimp's paradise out there, baby.
Yeah, how'd you fare over there, Dicker?
Oh, you know, I fare like I fare everywhere, baby.
Oh, only outrageously good?
Outrageously well, actually. That's, you know, I love how I speak the language better than you, even though I only been speaking it for 2.5 years, babies. But anyway, yeah, I was pimping, I was eating, I was drinking, I was playing some of my music, you know, doing my thing, doing my DJ game, you know, it's blowing up big time around all the USA. I'm the man now. I'm the man now, dog. You know, that one time you had the opportunity to take me off my throne, babies. Didn't happen.
No, so, Dicker, I'm always gonna think back to the time I did lose against you.
Yeah, that was a rough loss, man. You got destroyed. You know what? You know, take it easy on the man. I'm gonna give you an opportunity that you can't deny, man. Next time I go out and do my West Coast tour, I want you to come up and open up for me at some of the clubs.
Oh yeah.
Wow, Ed. That's a big come up for you. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I'm really.
I'll fly you out there, baby. Just like I flew the C-section out to hang out for a couple days.
Thank you, that's very nice. But I think if I'm gonna go back to the West Coast, I'll get there on my own. You know, I'll pay my own way.
I understand, cause you got that pimp sensibility. You know, maybe you don't have the skills to pay the bills, but at least you got the heart. And you know what? The heart means a lot, babies.
Yeah. Okay, Dicker.
All right.
Let's talk Hollywood.
So
we know that you've been out there. We know that you've been mingling with, you know, a lot of celebrities. I saw it firsthand for a couple days. We hit the clubs. You were spinning a lot of famous celebrities out there that you rub shoulders with. And we want to hear if you have any good Hollywood goss for us.
You want to know some gosh, babies?
Yeah, Dicker.
Well, I'm going to give you gosh about the gosh. You know who I'm talking about, Ed?
Who?
Talking about the Gosh.
Ryan Gosling?
Or the one and only, babies.
What's
the silent man himself. Well, he had a lot to say about me, to me, after, you know, I gave him some jazz salt after the show.
Are you saying you gave Ryan Gosling cocaine at a party?
Oh, you know, I said jazz salt. What's up, pimp?
DJ Dom Decker.
You know, I've been getting the jokes up since I've been out there hanging out at some comedy clubs, and I was at one night after spinning, and, you know, and the Gosh was out there, and he said, "Hey, DJ Dom Decker, you're the best DJ in town. Let me chew your ear off for a minute." And I said, "Gosh, you don't really talk too much usually in the movies." And he said, "You know, this ain't the movies, big pimp." And I said, "Good one. Now, give me the Gosh." And he had a good laugh out of that, because that was a nice pun, nice play on words.
Oh, Decker, we also,
Well, what'd he say, though? Well, before you move on, what'd the guy say?
I'm just trying to think about what he had to say.
Oh, well, the thing is, I gotta say, it was really surprising to me. Ryan Gosling, big-time racist, man.
No.
Because we were watching one comedian, and it was really funny, man. A black guy, he was telling some nice jokes, talking about pimping. It was right down my alley, and the Gosh looked at me, and he said, "Hey, you know, DJ Don Decker, there's not a lot of... I'm just gonna say it." He said, "There's not a lot of niggas out there in Holland, right?" And I was just like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this is coming out of the Gosh's mouth."
Really? I thought you Dutch guys are pretty.
No, it's true. He's ignorant too. He doesn't know. We got a lot of Shermanese up there. You know, a lot of my big brothers that I meet at my nightclub that I grew up with. You know, they're black guys. So as soon as he said that, I said, "Hey, pimp, wannabe pimp. You know, you got to accept before you receive the loving from the DJ Dom Decker. So get out of my face, big boy." And then my security team removed him. He was a little drunk though, so maybe it's not that bad. But he's a monster. Oh my God.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling seemed like such a nice guy.
We heard you were drinking over there with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, you know, I stayed drinking. Stone Cold, he was so awesome. He showed me how to give people the Stone Cold Steve Austin stunner.
Yeah.
The one, he showed me how to drink the beers. He's got a guy that he brings with him, you know, at the nightclub. That he just throws his hands in the air, and the guy throws him beers out of the middle of nowhere. It's great. Hanging with Stone Cold is so good. So that's a funny thing. It was the same night that I saw the Gosh. Stone Cold came up to me, and I do a good impression of him. He says, "This is Stone Cold Steve Austin, babies. And I'm here to show you pimps how to drink some Steve Weiss." That's a good impression, right?
That's a pretty good one, Decker.
Wait, so what do you do?
So what, did you talk to Stone Cold about what he's doing for WrestleMania 20, about how he's showing up?
Yeah, he said that he said, to be honest with you, Dama, and I don't even know, you know, I don't even know what this is, the WWF. It's some nice stuff, I guess, but, you know, not down my alley. I'm usually too busy spinning music, drinking with some nice ladies, or doing some good pimping. And he says, because you don't know about the WWF, I'm going to tell you a secret. I may show up, I may not show up. But if I do, this guy's going to be here, and he's going to be here with my beers.
That's great, man.
And then I said, I said to him, Stone Cold, baby, let's not talk about work. Let's hang out. And we hung out for the next 4 or 5 hours. We went back to the hotel room. We did some pimping. He's a pretty good pimp. Papa pimp. Proper papa. He's doing this game. We have some ladies out there, and he said, "Hey, you know what, DJ Dom Decker, if I'm going to be there, you're going to be there. So who knows, maybe I show up as his DJ for WrestleMania 20, maybe not, I don't know."
Well, that could be you. You could be
little Goss, little wrestling Goss there.
He said he wanted me to be a corner man. I don't know what a corner man is. I tell him I just pimp the ladies and do the DJing. So, you know, if you want me to do
Have you used the Stone Cold Stunner on anyone?
Yeah. You know Scarlett Johansson? She was at the bar. Last night, and there was some guy. What did they call him? He's the chubby guy. He makes the laugh.
Seth Rogen.
No. Hill? Yeah, Jonah Hill. He was walking around the bar. He had both of his. He had two Oscars. He was running around with two Oscars. I say, "Hey, Jonah, you only won one Oscar. Why you got two Oscars?" And he's like, I stole one off of some old man on the street." And then he started doing lines right there on the table. And I say, "Hey, Jonah, you want to give me some lines?" And he says, "No, who the fuck are you? Get the fuck away from me." And I said, "Okay, pimp, I'll keep that in mind." Later in the night, he was talking inappropriately to Scarlett Johansson over there. He said, "Hey, baby, I'm an Oscar winner. Why don't I let my gold tip rub off on your gold clit. And part of me said, hey, that's a pretty good line, but he went a little too far. So I had to physically remove Johnny Hill from the situation. I had to get him out of there, and you know, I gave him a nice elbow in the face. MMA style, baby. Superman elbow.
And then what? You gave him the elbow in the face, and yeah. What else?
And then I knocked him out. One elbow knockout. And then Scarlett comes out. Oh, DJ Dumb Decker, you so...
Did you pick him back up and do the Stone Cold Stunner after you knocked him out?
No, he was too heavy, baby. He weighed too much even for me to pick back up. But, you know, luckily Stone Cold was there, so he finished off the job himself.
Oh, very good.
But
Dumb Decker.
And Stone Cold, babies. So, you know, after that, needless to say, Scarlet came back to the standard with me, and, you know, we hung out for a few hours, just talked, and then we had some nice stuff. We smoked some nice stuff, and then you know, whatever
she's
happens,
great.
Happens.
She's great like that. I've smoked some nice stuff with Scarlett Johansson as well.
I bet,
back, but like...
What happened next, Dom? I know, you know what happened, baby.
Yeah,
you know I always close the deal. Oh, you don't believe me, Big Pimp? So check out this video I got on my phone. I got these pictures on my phone right here.
Ooh.
Oh my god, Dom, you could sell those to the tabloids for a lot of money.
Yeah, you can make a good amount of cheddar on that one.
You know, if you want the secrets to my pimp game, you gotta read my pimp book. I ain't sharing them to no TMG, baby. I got my own gosh. Alright, well, damn. Sounds like that was all in one night that you had out there? You've been out there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And oh, baby, that was the most boring night. That was the most boring night I had. That was in L.A. This is not even in Vegas, baby. That night afterwards, Stone Cold said to me, "Hey, I got my Stone Cold chop out there. You want to come down to Vegas with me? You know, do some nice gambling." And I said, "Hey, Stone Cold. You know, I'm a pretty rich guy, but I don't. You know, I need to be here in L.A. working, spending the ones and the twos, and spending my pimp game." He said, "Don't worry about it, baby. I'll pay twice what they're paying and give you all your free drinks and some gambling money while we're at it." So we killed the game down there.
That's great.
So Decker, can you tell us some Vegas stories, though?
No, I can't, baby. You know why?
Why?
Because they said, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. DJ Dom Decker."
Oh, good one. So what do you got to do? You're sponsored by Las Vegas now?
Oh, let's not say that. Let's call it unofficial. But yeah, they give me money.
That's great, Decker. Man. How do you feel about our ad for today's show, Chobani?
Chobani, I mean, you know, any real man likes the Chobani yogurt. You get a little protein boost. It keeps you going throughout the night. You drink, you know, I tried drinking some Fage shakes and, you know, some of that. What is this other one with Stamos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The
I don't even know. You know what? It doesn't even matter the name because it's trash.
Oikos.
Oikos is trash, babies. I stay. Look, I keep some packets of Chobani in my sleeves just in case I get tired while I'm spinning.
I love those travel packs, those 2 ounce travel
Chobani
packs.
Chobani poppers, babies.
Chobani poppers.
Those shits are my lifeblood
Chobani
right there.
Poppers.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. Everybody, FBK What here with DJ Dom Decker. Watch out, pimps. Go out there and get yourself some Chobani poppers, especially when you're partying out in L.A. or L.V., the Lost Towns. Am I right?
You're right, Colin.
Yes, that's right, baby. You're right. I'm right. We all right. Here with FBK Ware, FBK Watt, and DJ Dom Decker.
So what's up, DJ? Are you? Do you have to fly back to L.A.? Are you staying in New York with us this weekend? What's going on?
Oh, you know, I gotta represent Eastside. My Eastside homies miss me, so I gotta do a couple shows over at the Limelight tonight.
Oh, DJ Dom Decker, the Limelight has been closed for like 5 years.
Oh, that's what they want you to think, babies. I got a special one-night-only Limelight reopening party.
Oh, wow, Decker.
Wow. Can we get on the list of that?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to Stone Cold about that, babies.
Oh,
what?
Decker.
I know Stone Cold.
Stone Cold's running the party?
Nah, I'm just kidding. It's, you know, it's over.
Hova,
he has
his own club.
Hova just likes to pretend that his whole world is 1980.
Listen to me, man. His world is 2014, baby. If you chill with the Hova, actually, you know what? Beyonce's kind of annoying, though.
No,
what?
The gossip segment is over. No, I'm not talking about gossip. Just you know, me and my homie Jay-Z, we hanging out. I can't believe I brought this guy into the city fucking a few months ago and he's hanging out.
And he's already doing that. Well, Decker, you've got that Dutch mentality.
I do that everywhere, babies. Anyway, yeah, she's kind of a cock block, you know?
Jesus.
What are you trying to do? Cockbox? She's one of the most beautiful women in the world. DJ Dom Decker, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, but you know, sometimes when me and the Jigger Man are hanging out, the ladies come crawling, and when Beyonce comes in, they all go walking away.
So, well, she's a very intimidating woman.
I go follow, though. So, you know, leave me with the scraps. I don't care. I make it into a big mirror. You might call it dumpster diving, but I call it pimp swimming. Because I'm swimming in that pussy, baby.
All right, Decker.
Dom Decker, man. You always come with that fire up here.
Yeah, Decker. Thank you so much for your Hollywood wrap.
Hollywood sounds great. I hope to come and visit you down there again. Maybe I can eat some of your scraps. Anytime, baby.
Yeah, you two could have a big scrap party.
Yeah, we can make scrapbooks with all the scraps that we're eating. That's right, baby. All right, baby. It's me, DJ Dom Decker. I'm out. I gotta go hit the town, baby. All right, be good, pimp.
Dom Decker Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, babies.
Chobani and Bubbly, bad bitches love on me. Motherfucking Dom Decker up in the club with me. I'm a man of the dirt. I grew up on earth, got basic bitches hurting with that thirst.
Oops, hun, you dropped a little bit. Now get to your button and start to unzip. I got the Shabani going down on my dress clothes. Now you're gonna have to use that pretty thing under your nose. There it goes, another ozone layer crack. Here I go, hitting my babies, yeah, from the back. There it goes, I'm bare, rebonds. Shabani on my dick, so I got it going on.
Call me John Stamos, diggle make you famous. Eat my cookies and call me Amos. TCBY, I'm so fly. My yogurt dick will make your mom cry.
Oh, coice, don't even care. For guy, yeah, it's not even there. You know that I only got one yogurt for me. Chobani in my club and my people all about me.
Woo!
What we gonna do? We partying tonight. Got Chobani going on and we got Chobani flights in the bar. Yes, I could be a czar, cause my grounds are covered in white snow. Not too far from the mind is that it's Chobani yogurt fly. Fly and fly and fly and fly and fly. I got a pool of the shit up in my mansion. Wanna go down Chobani dancing.
My yogurt's tight, it'll make your night fright. In the mansion, chomping on food, making shakes and lamb and booze. Eating with Bobby Flay. What you gonna do, Fagier?
Hey, a souffle? No, that's a coup de vey. That's a fancy chite of cheese, I like to say. I've heard it before and I'll heard it again. You're not a real friend unless you're a Chobani friend. What? Yes, girl, you know what we is. We Chobani friends. Yeah, what's the word? Maybe you heard we Chobani friends. Oh,
slurp, slurp, that Chobani off that thing that looks so funny. I spilled a little, you drink a lot. Let's have a party with this Chobani lot. Chobani boys just keep on handling their game. Don't want no motherfuckers sampling, sampling, sampling.
Chobani.
Yogurt.
Chobani. Yogurts. Chobani. Chobani.
That's right. You heard it here first, folks. A new FBK Troll System hip-hop song.
Yes, sir. FBK Troll System. Hit us up at SoundCloud. Get those nice tunes.
Get those nice tunes. It's not iTunes. It's not U-Tunes. It's nice tunes. Just get with the people.
Nice tunes. Meet you. See what I did there, Ed?
I heard.
That's what you come in here for, folks.
Come in here for some
plays on words.
Just news. Great comedy. And if you haven't gotten that yet, you're certainly going to get it now. Because we have
thanks for waiting.
News.
News. News. News. It's a fashion news.
Ways to raise your child without a diaper and no naps in news. New news. Colin, I got some great new news for you.
What is it, Ed?
Isn't it relevant to some of the questions we had earlier in the show?
Money news?
Oh, it's certainly money news. We're going to check up with our boys over at businessinsider.com. Friends of the show. Love to talk stocks with them. Real, real smart guys. They give out commercials about social media demographics. Just what's really going on in the world? What's going on in your business? What's going on in finance? So can I talk to you?
Hey, Benji, over from the website, when are we going to go to the strip club again, homie?
Yeah, hit us back. The guy, you know, he's always so good, but he
chills old school 80s fucking Wall Street style. I love it.
He sent me this, and this is a Be More story. This is a Maryland story, a North Carolina story.
Reaching out. International news.
He was working down there as a manager for a McDonald's.
What? I didn't even know that about him.
10 years. 10 years. And this guy, well, Benji gave me the story on this
guy. Oh, okay, okay.
It's not Benji.
I was like, Benji, McDonald's, they don't serve champagne and cocaine at McDonald's. Benji doesn't want anything to do with McDonald's. Oh. There's no whores and champagne and cocaine. Anyway, sorry, off track.
Not anywhere near this story. We got Kwanzaa Brooks, a former McDonald's manager for 10 years, who said, he had employees clock out if they were going to work overtime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because the labor costs were getting too high in the McDonald's.
Hey, man, you got to... The thing about McDonald's is they're serving good food to good people at a good price, okay? If you need to keep those food costs down so the masses can eat a good meal, you know, some of these workers might have to just, like, you know, put a couple extra hours in on the house.
On the house.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. McDonald's isn't about making money. It's not about getting rich, you know? It's about good food.
Had so, good prices.
For good people.
Yeah. Oh, no, I heard it once. Like, I'll hear it again.
People are going to say, oh, well, I bet the CEO probably makes like $1 billion a year. But you know what? He's the one who's running the ship. You got to pay him. If you're going to pay anybody, right, pay the fucking guy who's at the top of the fucking mountain on that one. Mm-hmm. Pulling the strings.
Yeah. That's
trickle down. So what? These guys are complaining. He's complaining that he made his employees work an extra couple hours.
Yep. He's saying, you know, he had to do it. Sorry. No
corporate
big deal,
made
right?
Him do it.
No
so
big deal.
Are you saying they weren't paying these people at all for their hours?
They
or
were
he had
not. They
clocking
were not.
Out and clocking back in, so they weren't getting time and a half.
Not
they were just
happening.
Getting regular time.
Not happening. The former employees have actually gotten into a class action lawsuit.
Oh fuck! Oh, these liberals are so great with their fucking class action lawsuits.
One of, you know,
clogging up the court system.
One of the franchises paid back $500,000. It says right here $500,000. Benji sent me the article. Fantastic. Since 1985, McDonald's has been found in violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act more than 300 times.
Well, you know, this
300 times they're breaking it.
You got to understand about McDonald's is that each McDonald's is franchised by somebody, so you can't blame the McDonald's corporation just because there's a few bad apples out there who aren't playing by the rules. You know, McDonald's Corp can't be at every one of their locations, especially when they're franchised. How many McDonald's are there?
Oh.
50,000?
Oh,
fucking
50,000?
100,000? 200,000?
It's got to be something like that, right? It has to be something huge like that.
I don't know.
I'm not going to find out or give you any of that information.
No, Google it, guys.
Instead, I'm going to have to go on to the next story. And, Colin, I know you love the sports.
Oh,
I love them. So much more than me, and that's probably just a masculinity and heterosexual thing you got going on.
It's probably a fucking hipster thing that you got going on. Oh, yeah, I don't really like sports.
Okay.
I'm not a big sports guy.
Well,
I'm more into drinking gluten-free beers.
Did you like the homemade bread and the homemade sausage? That's okay.
You know what I really liked? Watching that soccer game while you were cooking. Like a man.
Okay, we got a story about my man over there, Mike DeLeo, over there in Long Island. Big boy.
Big Mikey.
Let me tell you a little something about Mike DeLeo. It was his first varsity start at the Carly Place High School in Long Island, and it couldn't have gone better for the kid. He struck out all 21 batters he faced. His first game starting, throwing a perfect game. Can we get him on the Mets? Let's go. That's 16.
How old is this kid? 16?
Let's go.
Sign him up. No, The problem with that signing would be that this kid seems like he's a good player. And apparently the Mets aren't in the business of signing good players.
He's 16. Because
they're
get
fucking
him over.
Terrible.
Get him over.
Give him a cup of coffee.
Come on. I mean, can you just...
Get him in the league.
You know what I love about this kid? That this kid threw a perfect game, and he's not going to make any money for the next 6 years.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
He can make any money.
That's not necessarily true. In baseball, they can sign you right out of high school. So,
but what if he wants to go to college?
Then he can go to college and not make money. It's his choice.
Don't
make money. Get a full scholarship to a good school. Get your education. And, you know, maybe baseball will be there for you in 4 years. Unless you want to go through that minor league system at fucking at 18. Make a little scratch. With the chances of making a lot of scratch.
Talking about making a lot of scratch. Good luck, Mike DeLillo. We'll be looking forward to your future.
I hope you join the Mets, and I hope you make a shit ton of money.
Let's talk about, you know, we talked about Maryland and how, you know, you had the McDonald's.
B-town.
And Baltimore. Now we're talking about Long Island and these sports sensations. But things keep on getting better as you move up north, Colin. Police in Maine are checking out a little story going on.
Okay.
Because it seems like...
This is intriguing.
There was a bank out up there in Maine. Guy was like, hey... I'm going to go out to the bar with my friends, have a few drinks,
absolutely.
Maybe play a few cards. Let me take out $140. Reasonable amount of money for a nice night up there in Maine.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Get some lobster. But some reason, $37,000 came out of that ATM machine.
Oh, boom. Man.
$37,000.
Oh, what a night.
And you know what happened?
That night in Maine when I had that cash.
A woman waiting.
Eating lobsters and eating ass. 37 G's, oh, what a night. Sorry about that.
This woman called the bank because she was waiting to use the ATM. She called the police from the bank. She called the bank police. You know what I'm talking about. Calls the bank police and says, hey, this guy's spending too much time at the bank. Because I guess the money kept just flowing out and he was stuffing it into the shopping bag. So this lady called and reported it.
What a bitch. what a Debbie Downer. A party pooper over there.
You know, and the cops came.
Spending too much time at the... Was she behind him?
Yeah.
I don't understand why he has to take so much money out. Really more of a time issue than anything else.
Wouldn't you just move on? Well, who's calling the cops?
Or go over there and get a couple G's for yourself.
The man hasn't been described. Something tells me he looked suspicious for somebody who belongs in Maine.
Suspicious, Ed?
Yeah. I'm sure he looks suspicious. Like, who's calling the cops?
Oh, man, what was that?
This guy doesn't know how to bank with his debit card in the computer. That's what I'd figure is going on.
You know, when the banks make mistakes in their favor all the time, now that they've made a mistake in a person's favor, they're all up in arms about it. You gave him the money. You handed it to him, bank. Nothing illegal about fucking picking up some shit you found on the... Hey, look at all this money that's now on the ground.
What do you think people are still
just
doing?
Just flying out the ATM machine everywhere.
That John Connor trick? Like with the keyboard, plugging in the keyboard and smashing up. Yeah, right.
Hacking into ATMs at 14.
No, it's not happening. And let's finish up on some world news.
Wait, I want to find out what happened to this guy.
Yeah, no charges were pressed.
You get to keep the money?
The cops found him, and he's like, here, just take the money.
What really happened?
That's what happened. He didn't get any charges pressed. His identity hasn't been revealed. We don't know who he is.
And he got to keep the money?
And he had to give the money back.
Ah, oh, what a downer.
And the bank took $20 out of his $140 for the work the cops had to do. Let's get to Moscow. The leader of the LDPR, the Liberal Democratic Party of Russia, Vladimir Zhirinovsky, has proposed to close all McDonald's restaurants in Russia.
33,000, more than 33,000, by the way, in the world.
More than 33,000 McDonald's. Well, see, yeah, we came full circle there. So he wants to close McDonald's all over the country, and then he just wants to deal with Pepsi.
Just go straight through Pepsi. Oh, man, that's a big come up for Peps.
And that's because McDonald's...
Are they trying to get Coca-Cola out of Russia?
McDonald's says that it would suspend work on building McDonald's in Crimea. And this is Russia's response. Bye-bye, McDonald's. You just lost a big account.
Yeah.
Fuck with us. Economic sanctions. Big business does we're, not yeah, like
we're
that.
Gonna give, us as a fucking nation are going to give McDonald's some economic sanctions.
Yeah, hey.
I got to say, though, the people are not going to be happy when they start shutting down those McDonald's. Yeah. People, I mean, that might shut this whole Putin thing down.
Yeah.
Once they pull those McDonald's out, those people are going to be angry.
They're just going to have to face a monarchy like Burger King.
Oh.
They hate that. Those Russians hate that.
Yeah.
Just reminds them of the British.
McDonald's reminds them of freedom.
Yeah. It's true. The golden arches. They'll set you free.
Just walk towards those arches, baby.
So it looks like that's all that's happening in the news today. That's it.
No, also, James Franco is trying to fuck a 17-year-old. Guys, well, I don't know. Is this a big deal?
It's a pretty big deal.
How old is he? 40?
He's like 30, 35. Not even. He's probably like 32.
All that work, man. Doing all that work. Just putting the age on him. Or maybe it's just him standing around 17-year-olds that makes him look older.
He let him have his, you know, it's a publicity stunt. You know it has to be.
Yeah, it's
Franco. Franco's not going to get involved.
Yeah, he's never on some basic shit. Yeah. He's never on, like, some one-layer shit. He's multi-layering it.
Yeah, he has to be.
This is an art project and a publicity stunt for my new movie.
And he's challenging our perceptions of
celebrity, the way we view celebrity.
Hey.
Sexuality.
If you don't have a husband by the time you leave high school, you're already losing out.
Now, tell me,
the pool is dwindling.
Tell me what you were talking about. There was some lady out there who wrote a book about finding a husband before you leave college.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll get into that since the news is over. We'll get into this after another commercial from our sponsors today.
Chobani! I got an Ansoro for you in this bag right here, son. So what do you do?
All right. Me? I work with at-risk dogs. Hey, love. Can I get you another pint of Guinness?
Oh, yes. Please.
All right. Oh, no. It's me, Paul.
What the fuck is going on in here, boy?
Yeah, Paul.
Oh, I tell Barney yogurt in the fridge.
Yeah, Paul. So what, we ran out of Chobani?
Yeah, I need you to go down to the store right now and get me some Chobani.
Get you a pint of Chobani, but I'm here with the lass.
Oh, you stupid bastard, haven't you learnt anything from your old man? Chobani will get you in with the birds and not thirsting in the Guinness.
Aye, Paul.
He's right.
Is he now, love? All right, then I'll go down to the store and get some Chobani for all three of us.
Oi, son.
Yeah.
One tip. Don't pour any on your pee-pee.
Why is that, Pa?
Just kidding. You don't even understand sarcasm. You're no son of mine. And get me my Chobani.
All right, Pa. Fine, lass. Listen, I gotta go. Hey, Jamie, keep the change. You filthy animal. I'm getting some Chobani. It's Friday night.
It looks like it's just me and you now, Pa.
I told you Chobani was for the birds.
Thank you.
banging on the gates of hell. I'm banging on the gates of hell. Banging on the gates of hell. Lucifer, let me in. Dead lover, let me in. Decrepit lover, let me in.
We're back here on the FBK What Radio Show, and before the commercial break, I was talking about this Princeton mom. Now this woman is saying, "Hey, you got to get married in college. That's where you find the attractive husbands. That's where you'll find the ones well to do. You could spark them out in 4 years. You could find the right one. Get married. Latch on to that man because he's gonna go places." So her name's Suzanne Patton, and she wrote a book called Marry Smart, that women should spend 75% of their time in college looking for a man.
75%?
75%.
Wow, don't worry about that education, ladies. Isn't she saying something else? Like, you just go downhill after 22 or something like that?
Yeah, you take a big hit. Take a big hit. Go downhill at 22 because it's kind of over. By the time you're 26, 27.
Up. Yikes. Whoa, boy. All the good men will be taken by then.
And it is a hard... Colin, you're in your early 20s.
Mid 20s, Ed. Getting up there.
You see what's happening.
Oh, yeah. I'm out there on the scene, man. These ladies are getting desp. They're thirsty. They're thirsty for a husband, and as they should be, I guess, if they want to have kids and just make a life for themselves.
All these guys are getting hitched earlier. Is that what you're saying? You've seen a lot of your comrades in
they're going down
game?
Like flies, my friend.
Just getting snatched up, huh?
It's like the Hangover. My life is like the Hangover franchise. Anytime I hang out with my friends, somebody's getting married.
That's crazy. That's absolutely insane. I think 24. That's pushing. Get them right out of high school.
Oh, you're talking about
admissions.
17,
admissions.
18.
If you can't
late
find
in your junior year of high school,
you can't find a husband by the end of admissions.
I don't know what to tell you there, sweetheart. Good luck. I don't know, man. Part of me wants to believe her, but I think that. There's some good stories out there about ladies who have gotten up there to like 28, 29 and found love and gotten married. There's got to be one or two of them out there.
Yeah, well, hopefully. It's certainly, you take a look at President Francois Hollande in France.
Oh, yeah, he's a boss. He's got the wife, he's got the mistress. He's pretty open about it, right?
Yeah, but his wife isn't really his wife.
President Hollande sauce?
President... What else do we have on the agenda?
Well, what we have going on today, I wanted to talk about this new movie. It's called God's Not Dead. Getting back into college, it exposes a lot of things that are going around. Liberal professors trying to espouse their ungodly views on your children.
What's the class that this liberal professor teaches in?
We're going to play the full trailer, but I believe it's Philosophy 150.
Philosophy, Philosophy
God
150.
God is dead. And, he breaks it down in his sick, convoluted mind about, let's just play the trailer right now and we'll discuss afterwards.
All right.
Hit him up.
You prayed and believed.
Dean Cain.
Your whole explain that to me.
In a few minutes, you guys are going to go out there and sing about God and Jesus as if they're as real as you and me.
Us? They are as real.
some have lost faith.
Watches his mother die of cancer. The God who would allow that is not worth believing in. Life is really a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury and signifying nothing.
Name? Wheaton. Josh Wheaton. Philosophy 150. You might want to think about a different instructor. Come on, man, it can't be that bad.
Think Roman Colosseum. People cheering for your death.
I'm Professor Radisson. This is Philosophy 150. I would like to bypass senseless debate altogether and jump to the conclusion, which every sophomore is already aware of, there is no God.
Class over.
I require from each of you is that you fill in the papers I've just given you with three little words. God is dead.
When your faith is tested. Wrong.
I can't do what you want. I'm a Christian. You cannot bring yourself to admit that God is dead, and you will need to defend the antithesis.
Can you fight Jesus what you believe?
You think Jesus is God? I don't want to disappoint him.
So your acceptance of this challenge may be the only meaningful exposure to God and Jesus they'll ever have.
But to me, he's not dead. I don't want anyone to get talked out of believing in him just because some professor thinks they should.
Mr. Wheaton, are you ready?
We're going to put God on trial.
If you think you're smarter than me, Wheaton, in that classroom, there is a God, and I'm him.
This experiment is over. You get to decide who the most important person in your life is. Me, Professor Radisson.
Oh, God.
I have to do this thing. Like it's something that God wants me to do. I can't just turn away from it.
You just want to ensnare them in your primitive superstition.
What I want is for them to make their own choice. That's what God wants.
You have no idea how much I'm going to enjoy failing you.
Yeah, but who are you really looking to fail? Me or God?
God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Science supports his existence, you know the truth. So why do you hate him? It's a very simple question. Why do you hate God?
Hi, Colin.
Hey, Ed. Jamming down to this song. I got turned onto this song from watching that trailer. It's called God's Not Dead by the Newsboys. It's
oh,
pretty
wow.
good. You should give it a listen.
Are the Newsboys featured in God's Not Dead?
Yeah, they are. And this video is great. Oh, my God. This guy's cruising the internet. The internet's saying God is dead. News. God is dead.
That's a...
Fix my levels up there.
There you go.
It's on the cover of the New York Times, probably, those fucking liberals.
They're just saying it everywhere and anyway. So you think this movie starring Kevin Sorbo, Dean Cain, and Thomas Christian Anderson...
TCA, he's in it?
No. That would be nice, though.
Yeah, it would. He seems like he'd be in it.
Character actor.
And the guys from the Duck Dynasty, the Duck Commanders, are there. They're involved somehow.
Yeah, that's a big...
Playing themselves.
That's a big deal. Just talking about...
Get for God.
Get it for God. That Protestant ethic.
Do that job for God.
Man, I love that chorus.
I mean, it sounds just like rock, not like Christian rock. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is.
I mean, usually people associate like Christian rock with really like light rock and kind of like not in your face and not offensive, but these guys kind of cross that line where they're more raw.
Yeah, it's pretty gritty.
Yeah. It's street. It's pretty street. Like, but like a church down in the ghetto or something like that.
Yeah.
Very soulful, too.
Yeah. I like it. When are you going to go see this movie?
I mean...
Is it out in theaters?
I've been trying to get tickets, but it's been sold out every night, so I haven't been able to go. But yeah, this weekend for sure, Ed, I think that you and I should go down. We got some tickets. They sent me some tickets. We can go whenever we want for free and watch
this
movie.
Go down with a few elders.
Yeah. Or we can bring the kids along, because I think the kids need to get this message.
Whose kids?
The kids of the world, man.
The kids of the guy who's not signing checks for Frank?
Maybe you could take them down. Take them down to the theater. I don't know. Kids, all kids should see this movie. Imagine the kind of hope that will exist in their heart if they realize that God is real and that they have salvation at the end of this life.
I think that's the movie's just trying to talk about choices, not that God's real.
You don't think that's the message of the movie God's Not Dead? Yeah, it's just more about making your own choice, whatever it may be.
Religiously.
Yeah, it's it's pretty open movie. Sure, the kid in the movie is Christian, but he could have been a Jew or a Muslim or a Rastafarian. Anybody who believes in a God can relate to this movie.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of us believe in a God. You're pretty dumb if you don't believe in any sort of God.
Yeah, but what about Kevin Sorbo, who teaches philosophy 150?
Oh man, the Sorbs, you know, he saw a lot of things, man. As Hercules, he saw a lot of things that might test your belief system. But I think by the end of that movie, I hope his character is won over, and I hope he does find God again.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's great.
I don't think they could do that in the movie, though. That's a bold choice to make in the movie.
That he gets converted back to... Maybe he just hangs himself.
Yeah, and goes to hell, and then there's a sequel about him in hell.
Yeah, that'd be a big deal. All right,
he keeps on teaching the same class in hell to all the demons.
It's his punishment.
Yeah. The devil gets to really like him. He's a God denier.
Okay, Colin.
I like this guy's message.
Hit me up with something new. What are we talking about?
Well, I don't know. I played a prank on you. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It was April Fool's. I had the old prankster's hat on. I was waiting outside, 11:59. As soon as the clock hit, I played a nice little prank on our boy Katrillion here. And I got the audio of it. If you want to line that up. You still hurting, Ed?
Still reeling.
Emotionally or physically?
From the effects. I don't even want to play the audio. I could just explain it. Colin somehow got into my computer, and he took all my money at midnight on April 1st, and he transferred it all to Bitcoin.
It was awesome. Because Ed's always talking about Bitcoin. And the thing about this prank is, like... Most pranking is like mean-spirited pranking, but this was good-spirited pranking. Ed loves Bitcoins. He's always talking about them. I decided to get in now while they're low. Convert all his cash into Bitcoin, so boom, when they shoot up again into the thousands, you'll be rich, and it will be all thanks to my prank.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of good prank I'm talking about.
Well, now I'm just kind of, holding my breath and just watching the wave of my money. It's just rising and then...
Yeah, man.
And then going real low.
Then get out.
Yeah.
It's like
an auction I'm always missing, though. Like, when I go to sell, it goes, are you sure you want to do this? Because now it's this.
I don't know if you can convert them back now, though.
Yeah.
I think they made a law that you can't convert those back. It was they did that on, like, April 2nd. That was pretty rough. So, but you have the Bitcoins. Who needs money when you got those Bitcoins,
yeah,
man?
I
think the banks will come around to Bitcoins and, yeah, you know.
At least the credit unions.
Yeah.
Gotta go for those credit unions.
Definitely. They're for the people, man, just like Bitcoins. You're part of that now, Ed. Congratulations.
Thanks, Colin.
And, but then I also took a 10% accounting fee.
In real cash or in Bitcoin?
Oh, no, I took mine in cash. I just transferred accounts.
A little chop off the top?
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm not really a Bitcoin guy. It is. I'm more of a money guy. But that's just me. And to each his own.
10%. Not a bad cut.
Of all your money?
For my assets being completely liquidated.
It was a lot of work, man. It took me about fucking better part of an hour to do all that.
Thank you. I gotta say, a great prank, Colin.
So have you bought anything with any stuff with your new Bitcoins yet?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no, why not?
I'm gonna invest in Japanese technology.
Okay. Oh, you're just gonna invest? What about day-to-day? Groceries?
Can't do it.
You can't get groceries?
No.
Man, I'm sure there's some sort of grocery store in Brooklyn that takes Bitcoins. Just to make the trek down there. Get some exercise. You know?
There's a farmer's market in Brooklyn that takes Bitcoin?
Probably.
Oh, that's great.
I'm just saying, man, you ride the bike down there. Now you're getting exercise. Now you're looking better. You're feeling better because you're eating organic. And your bank account's better. All because of a prank that I pulled on you. I'm changing your life, man, for the better right now.
I wonder if I could buy some Chobani yogurt with Bitcoin.
You can. I'm sure you can go onto the website.
Chobani. Chobani.
Well, we're going to have, I guess, Chobani, what's his name?
Giovanni
Johansson?
Giovanni Chobani.
Giovanni Chobani Johansson?
Yeah.
He's coming on the show. He's the CEO of the Chobani Corporation. It's a subdivision of, I don't know, Kraft or something.
Yeah, he's down in the waiting room. We're cool. Going to get right back to him.
He marches to the beat of his own drum. He's an interesting guy. You'll like him. What else? What else have we got on the agenda?
That's what we're going to come up to next.
Go to there.
Banks are the best.
Everybody. All right, guys. There's a cabinet that has a little lighter in it that sparks up wood chips for smoking capabilities.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Chobani.
Chobani, 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 Chobani.
Chobani Yogurts proudly presents FBK What? And we're here today talking to our man, Giovanni Chobani Henriksen. How are you today, Giovanni?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Well, thank you for coming to the show, and thank you for sponsoring the show today with your fantastic product. We love your yogurt here at the show.
I know you guys love Chobani, so it was a very good idea to bring me on.
Yes.
I'm going to do something for you boys.
What are you going to do?
Oh, great.
Giovanni.
I'm going to give you each a free pint of a new flavor of Chobani yogurt.
Oh, wow. What's the new flavor, Giovanni?
Pomegranate raisin.
Oh, that sounds incredible. Doesn't that sound good, Colin?
It sounds very delicious. Giovanni, very, very delicious.
What was the inspiration behind this pomegranate raisin yogurt?
Mythology. Chobani is a Greek corporation. At least we pretend to be one. So, I was thinking, hey, what's up with Greeks? And what kind of fruits do they like that I can incorporate Chobani yogurt in? And I went back to Greek mythology. You know the story, I'm sure, boys.
Yeah. Which one can you refresh our memory? With pomegranates? Is this a classical mythology story about pomegranates? That's right.
I remember that's right, Ed.
Something
yes,
about
is.
Athena or was Zeus involved? Or
it looks like somebody didn't go to private school. Colin, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, Colin, you answer this one. You went to private school. So what is this Greek mythology about the pomegranate?
It's been a while. It's been a while since I studied any mythology or anything. I think it has to do with Persephone, the daughter of Zeus, the harvest god Demeter. I think she was the chick who was the queen of the underworld, right?
Is that right, Giovanni?
By Hades at one point. Then she had to live down there.
Zeus
gave her away. Zeus gave her away, I think, to Hades.
Yeah. Wow. Is that right, Giovanni? Colin,
you hit the nail right on the head right there. Please do go on.
Yeah, Colin, keep that private school memory. Really.
You still haven't talked about the pomegranates yet.
Okay, get into it, Colin.
All right. Well, first of all, she was a vegetation goddess. Her mother was Demeter. You know, this big Greek pantheon, she was pretty high on it. A direct descendant of Zeus. So, basically, what had happened, Giovanni?
Yes, tell!
What had happened was, Demeter...
Go ahead, Colin.
Demeter, what was it? What the fuck was it? With the
Giovanni, can you help him out here?
Oh no, I think he's got this one in.
It was a story where there was a guy, he came down with a one of those pomegranates.
And he ate it right in front of her. And she was in hell and she couldn't eat any pomegranates. They did a little dance afterwards. Hades wasn't too pleased with that. So he said, now you can't leave.
Ah, Colin, good joke there. I know that a good, smart guy like you knows what you're talking about. Because if there's one thing I don't like, it's liars. You know what I do to liars?
Oh, no, Giovanni.
What do you do to liars, man?
I take away their Chobani yogurt.
Oh, hey, Colin, tell
me. No, but I really want this pint. I don't know if that was exactly what happened.
Well, I can't help you. I got sixth place in trivia last night.
Oh, man. I was on your team, bro.
Sixth place? Who am I sponsoring over here? Chobani is a yogurt for intellectuals, boys.
Well, we're comedians.
Yeah, we're not too smart. Giovanni Chobani Henderson.
Yes, I can see that. It's all right, boys. You can have your yogurt. You can have your Chobani yogurt.
Okay, I don't really need to hear the story about how it was inspired by the Greeks.
No, we're kind of past that.
The pomegranate and raisin, it seems too complex.
Yeah, it's too much for us to deal with mentally, but, you know, it tastes very good.
Giovanni,
that's good to eat.
What's your favorite flavor of yogurt?
Plain. Full-fat plain yogurt.
Full-fat, huh?
I just eat buckets of the stuff. You always go simple.
Any add-ons?
No.
Any granola?
No.
Fruits?
No. Although I do like them, as I said, I keep it simple. I just go a couple of pints a day. I drink it up. I don't even use the spoon.
Ooh.
Occasionally, I'll mix up my game, you know, if I'm around the wife. Cut up some cold strawberries. Sprinkle some honey on there. I got Bobby Flay. I was watching Bobby Flay's Fagé videos. And I actually did some of those recipes using Chobani at home.
What was the result of that?
You know what it was?
What?
It tasted better than the Fagé.
Yeah, you could tell.
Yeah, just by the thickness of it. What I really love about your yogurt is the thickness of it.
Thickest in the game.
Man. So, what do you do when you're not talking yogurt and making yogurt and selling yogurt?
Yeah, Giovanni, what are some of the things that really get you going? Do you like to play sports? Are you a big, talk show enthusiast?
I'm a big boxer.
You're a boxer?
Yeah, I go down to the gym. I got a trainer down there at the gym. I like to throw the leather around, and then eat some Chobani yogurt right before the fight because it gives you a lot of energy.
Oh wow! I wouldn't take you as a boxer.
Yeah, what's your record?
Amateur record is 35-2, and my pro record is 3-0.
Oh wow!
Oh, wow, undefeated.
Just starting at the pro level.
Yes. How old are you?
I'm 57 years old.
Wow, that's great, Giovanni.
Oh man, you just turned pro.
Yes, I'm a man of many passions.
That's great. Then you just finally got into it.
Talk shows. You a Maury guy?
Nah. I don't have time for those. I'm watching too many judge shows. Judge Joe Brown. That's my guy.
Yeah, Joe Brown's great. Joe Brown. He's just great.
He's a Chobani man. Did you know that?
Is he?
Oh wow, a Chobani man. Who would have known? That's really surprising. That's why he's your favorite.
You must have a lot of connections to the entertainment world. Yeah, I mean Dom Decker was here earlier.
Yeah, he's great.
He's big in Hollywood.
Yeah, he's my cousin.
Oh, DJ Dom Decker is.
Yeah,
you get another pint. You get another pint of pomegranate raisin.
What about me?
Nope, you gotta earn it.
Okay.
You gotta earn it in the ring with me.
By birth.
Hey, if you wanna fight, you're a big guy. If you wanna fight, we can do that after the show.
Oh,
if you beat me,
no.
I'll give you a couple pints of Chobani.
No, I'm not even gonna take you up on it.
John
Stamos is big in Oikos.
What? You know what I call that yogurt? Oikos. Because it tastes like.
What's
Oikos is just disgusting. Dannon, stay out of the Greek game, baby.
Okay, what are some of your celebrity backings? I like your enthusiasm. I'm sure that validation really...
James Franco loves... He's a Chobani, man.
He likes that young yogurt.
Young yogurt, old yogurt, any kind of yogurt, artsy yogurt, smart yogurt. A lot of different styles. He loves them all.
Jonah Hill lost all that weight eating Chobani. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
You're part of that crew. You're part of the...
I don't like Jonah. To be honest, I don't like Jonah that much. He's kind of a prick. He's an uppity prick ever since the Oscars. But yeah, I hang out with those guys. Rogan. Rogan's a good guy.
Yeah, Rogan seems funny. What do you like better, Rogan with glasses or Rogan without?
I like with. But, I'll take him without. He's got a nice Chobani build on him.
Yeah,
he's can tell he's a Chobani man. He likes putting bacon on top of his Chobani.
Bacon and Chobani.
Yeah. He's always said, oh, I'm so hating you. But whatever, man.
Oh, that's pretty insightful, Giovanni. I wish we could
ask me about my Hollywood friends. You know, it's not like I'm name dropping over here. Emma Watson comes by the house every now and again.
Do you think we've been trying to do some promos for your company? We love your company. We've done a little hip hop to try to get out to the youth market.
What if
we got a guy? He's a great salesman. We could call him up. He hasn't been on the show for a while. We call up our friend Jersey City Dracula. He loves to sell stuff.
Okay.
And he hasn't done.
I like the sound of this.
He
guy.
Hasn't done an ad for us in the past three shows, and he's been gnawing at my neck,
chomping on the bit
about getting on and doing a Chobani ad. Is that okay?
Yeah, you don't want to get bit again, Ed. No. I'll allow that. You want to stick around, Giovanni Chobani Hendrickson?
Absolutely. I like to meet a nice young entrepreneur.
Well, I wouldn't say young, but All right, we're gonna call him up, and then he'll come here to the door.
Yeah, he'll be right over.
You're gonna put the Drac signal out.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it out.
All right, so let's go to a song, and when we come back, we'll be here with Jersey City Dracula, Giovanni Chobani Hendrickson, Ed, and myself here on FBK One.
What's going on, Jersey City Dracula?
Jersey City Dracula.
You're here
I
with
like the looks of this guy.
You're here with Giovanni Chobani Hendrickson, Colin, and myself, and
yo,
Jersey
yo.
City Dracula.
Yo, yo, yo. Oh man, what a crew! We really got a bro crew hanging over here.
We got a big pack.
That's right. Hey man, is it kind of like when you're hanging out with Rogan and Hill?
Is it like that, Giovanni?
Well, you guys are. I like you guys. All right. You know James Franco though, C-section.
Yeah. All right. Whatever.
Oh, look at him! You hurt his feelings.
Yeah, he's very sensitive. Listen, Jersey City Dracula, Giovanni, we were talking to him. You know, we've been doing this new promo thing. We get these sponsors now. We've been putting in the episodes. They were like, at the 50 episode mark, they were like, hey, we got to get these guys on the amateur level. Let's put them on some sponsorships.
Exactly right.
And Giovanni's here and he says, hey, I want JCD to do an ad for me.
I'm always looking for new young talent, JC.
Well, I wouldn't call myself young. I'm over 300 years old.
That's the kind of humor we like to bring to Chobani. We want you to do a Chobani ad live for us on the show right now. And if you do it well, I'm going to give you, Jersey City Dracula, a contract for 1 year. You make 100,000 bitcoins to be a spokesperson for Chobani Yogurt.
That's pretty big, JCD.
You know, well, I don't know. I've got a lot of other fuels in the fire, if you know what I'm saying. Just kidding! Of course I would love to do that for you guys.
Okay, let's set it up right now.
So, I'm gonna let you guys, Colin and Ed, take it over. Send JCD in any direction you want to go.
Alright, I'm looking forward to this. What are we going to do here, boys? You want me just to go from the dome?
Yep.
Yeah, sure, just go from the dome.
Alright, give me some tunes. Give me some nice tunes. Hello, this is Jersey City Dracula here for Chobani Yogurt. You know, they say vampires don't have to eat food, and that's true, but I choose to eat Chobani. Chobani on the regular. Chobani for when I'm thirsty. Chobani for when I'm hungry, and I'm not, cause I'm a vampire. Chobani is the best. A yogurt fuck fagé. Chobani is the food that even vampires eat today. Chobani yogurt. When playing the sax. Whoa. Chobani yogurt. When I'm taking a Jersey City track bath. Yeah, that's all I got, guys. That was off the dome.
That was pretty
good. I like that. One take Jake over here.
That's right.
So, what's up, Giovanni?
What do you think about that, Giovanni?
I thought that it was a little rough around the edges, but it blew my mind. There's potential there, Drac. I'm not going to offer you the job just yet, but I'll consider it.
Oh, consider it. Okay, I mean, I thought I knocked that out of the park, but
you
did
a
pretty
good.
You
did
a pretty
good job.
Oh, you guys CEOs now? Only the best for the Chobani Corporation, okay? And Drac, you might be the best, but I just need some time to think on it.
Well, maybe there's something I can do to change your mind.
Well, his mind
like
isn't really
what?
Made up, Drac.
Like
what
Drac?
Would you do anyway?
Like a Jersey City Dracula sax solo!
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, when he gets into this, this is...
He's really getting into it. I'm loving this.
Oh, guys, be quiet for a second. I want to hear this.
Backbeat I'm doing.
This has got Chobani written all over it.
Oh, get it, Ed.
Whoa, that's a sweet breakdown, Ed.
Man, where's Tom Decker when you need him?
You like what you hear, son? There's no more where that came from.
Into it now. You should have just broken out the sax earlier. This is great.
Oh, yeah, babies. You know how I do.
Oh, walk that dog, Jack.
Drax really getting into this. Oh, yeah. Look at him go, man. Drax is killing this.
Come on, like to party.
Yeah, sometimes. What do you mean, party?
You know, party. You like the white stuff.
If you're talking about Chobani, then yes.
Yeah, I'm talking about Chobani.
Yeah, Chobani's good.
Oh, one more time for your asses. Just a second.
Look at him. Look at Drac getting psyched up. He loves his jungle bump right now.
This is where you learn. Bobby.
More sax, Drac. More sax. I haven't had enough.
Okay, I'm gonna keep you waiting. But then I'm gonna hit you hard like a motherfucker.
Oh man, Drac, he's warming up.
Building up the tension here, I love it.
Oh my god.
Oh, there that is. Giovanni, Bonnie, Bonnie.
Look at that, Giovanni. Oh,
get down, he's loving it. Oh man. Get out of here.
Out
and
hit the town.
Yeah, you want to get out of here? Hit some nightclubs? Maybe catch up with Dom Decker out there? Go out with Jack?
Oh.
Very good, Jack. Very good.
That was incredible. That was incredible.
Jersey City Dracula. You did it.
Yeah, you did.
You win. You get the contract. I loved it.
Oh. I knew I had to blow you away. What was that you were saying about cocaine and strippers?
I like this guy already.
I think these two are going to get along just fine.
Exciting time with Chobani Younger
today.
Oh
man, those guys are already out on their way to the club. We'll meet up with them later, I guess.
Yeah, JCD and Giovanni Chobani Hendrickson.
And possibly DJ Dom Decker out too.
Yeah, who knows what's going on. They're probably going to be on a plane by the end of the night.
Probably going to one of the losses.
One of the losses.
Vegas or Angeles. Angels or demons. What do you think? Say about that, Dan Brown?
I'd just have to flip a coin on that one. Be a penny.
I don't know.
Penny to pinch with those guys. You'd be pinching some pennies.
Once Decker gets involved, he'll just go wherever he wants. Probably he's got the hookup everywhere.
So good.
Bottle service.
We gotta say it's been very good to be with you today, and very good to be with Chobani.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. Another of these CEOs. They have very interesting personalities. They're very intense people. So, thanks for tuning in to FBK What? And please catch up with us on Twitter at FBK Colin and at FBK Ed. We love you. Okay. will always be here for you.
Oh, the Hoboken hero was some guy who threw feces at
the
HPU.
Where can we put that in?
Right here at the end. Thanks for listening.
Hoboken heroes.
Like the dolphins.